Good morning, Zia Country.
Good morning, it's Garth. How are you?
Well, hello, Garth. How are you?
I am fantastic. Is this Lindsay?
It is, with the Zia Country Morning Ride, and we are way too excited to see you, and I'm not going to lie, I got a little sweaty knowing you were calling me this morning.
That's very sweet, Lindsay. Everybody doing good?
We're doing great. We're doing even better now that we know you and your beautiful wife are going to be in our area.
Yes, we are. And are we going to talk today about music, or are we going to talk about three daughters? Which one do you want to start
You know,
with?
Let's talk about it all, because they kind of all blend together, if you know better.
Amen. Congratulations, honey.
Thank you very much. Now, I know you can relate as far as the daughters go with the being busy and stuff like that. You took some time off with your kids, so I got to ask, how was getting back into the whole tour thing with the family and everything like that?
Well, the family was fine with it. The girls wished that I would have gone back on tour the second I quit, because I was at the house every day at every soccer practice. They kind of needed a break from me anyway. So when they went to college, we were back on tour. Well, first, just getting let back into the music industry. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And then being welcomed the way we have has been staggering. And I'd love to tell you it was like riding a bike, that in 2 weeks I was back in shape. But I got to tell you, it's just now starting to feel like, okay, I'm just now starting to feel like I know where everything is on stage and that stuff. And it's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you guys did an amazing job with this past tour. The tour now approaching nearly 5 million tickets sold in just 60 shows. The last time it took nearly 100 shows to do that.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. You know, country music's supposed heyday was 90, and you think about it, took 100 cities to do 5 million tickets, and the fact that we just did we'll celebrate it in 2 weekends. The 5 millionth ticket in 60 cities. I think it just shows how big the country music audience is, how loyal they are, and they're showing up in unbelievable numbers and with these great attitudes. And I got to tell you, that makes for the best night ever right there.
It really does. I'm looking forward to just seeing the fans with you that night, because I of course, was answering phone lines the day we announced you were coming out. So many freakouts. I had quite a few screams on air, but it was great to see that kind of reception to it. So April 8th is the date that you're going to be here in Las Cruces. Says those tickets officially go on sale tomorrow. I want to say, with you and the group that you've been working with, I love how you guys did the tickets this round.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, before you were born, last round, you had to go in and get bracelets, and then you had to wait in line physically and everything. This is so much better because, you know, you can do it from work, you can do it whatever, but it kind of keeps you in your own home, in your safe place and everything. And so you never have to get out. And that's fun. And then I love the fact that all the tickets are the same price. And so it's just luck of the draw where you end up in the arena. And that makes it for a party. Everybody kind of understands that. And everybody just kind of feels like they're all one big part of something. And that's the best feeling in the world.
And on top of that, you guys kept tickets affordable for us, which is always an amazing thing.
That's very sweet for you to say that, but I still think that's a lot of money, and nobody ever comes by themselves, so immediately double it. And then, you know, if you're going to bring your babies, double that. If you're not going to bring your babies, and you got babysitters, you got dinner, parking at somebody's Boston, the parking was more expensive than the ticket was. So
Wow. We
understand 100% what a pain in the butt is to come to a concert, and it's so appreciated that people go through all that just to come sing and enjoy themselves. It's like I said, man, it's a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Zia Country's The Lyric Rolls.
And Lyric Rolls.
With your chance to win with Garth Brooks World Tour. 5 shows, but only so many tickets. Win yours on Southern New Mexico's New Country. 99.5 Zia Country.
99.5 Zia Country in the Morning Ride, getting you through your day today with the legendary Garth Brooks on the line, continuing on as we get ready for him to be live right here in Las Cruces this April. Now, one thing I wanted to ask, as you guys get into your world tour, are you doing more of your current stuff from your 11th studio album, Gunslinger, or are you kind of doing a mix of everything?
You know what? We'll talk about this on stage, but nothing bothers me. I love concerts. I go to them all the time as a fan, and nothing bothers me more than some guy that comes out and dumps a whole new album on me, and I'm there to hear the old stuff, you know? So we just talked about that. We've got new music, and we'll sprinkle it about, but we're going to bring everything you know from us with us. And sometimes that makes for a long night, but it's always fun to get to sing along with songs, you know.
It does. And then I got to ask, on top of that, since you said you're a concert fan, what was the last concert you went to as a fan?
Last one, let's see, last one was, well, Lemonade Tour, Queen Beyonce came through here. She's at the stadium. The Queen went with a bunch of girls, so that's not really, the last one was probably Justin Timberlake. He came to the arena here, and he was out on tour with us. He stopped in St. Louis. I couldn't believe it. He just showed up backstage. He's like, man, what are you doing here? He goes, you kidding me? He goes, I know every song. And he sat up in the audience and sang. And after the show, he says, we're playing Nashville. You got to come. And my wife was kicking me under the table. Going, we're going to that show. So we had the best time. But sweet kid, you know, and very talented guy.
Oh, that's so great. I knew you were an eclectic guy. I've got to share a little story with you because I've grown up with you. Like you said, before I was born, the last round of tours. But when I was in the early 90s, I was about 12 years old, and we were transferring from cassette tapes to CDs. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to beg my daddy to buy me a CD player. And he kept giving me the go-around, the go-around, the go-around. And finally, my birthday came up, and he got me a brand new CD player, and he got me Your The Hits album from 1994, and he also got me Trisha's self-titled album. So you guys were my first two real CDs.
Is that not the sweetest? I love that. I mean, other than making me feel like I'm 150, thank you. It's so cool. And here's what people don't recognize or realize is Miss Yearwood, the first time she ever opened for any tour, it was ours. It was Garth Brooks. And the first time that Garth Brooks ever had an opening act, ever, it was Trisha Yearwood. So it's pretty cool to get to come full circle after all these years and get through that. But that's great. Now, Miss Lindsay, you still got your dad?
I do. And he's going to be there that night. His name is Jimmy.
You tell him I said I love him. And tell him thank you. He raised his girl right. I like
aw,
it.
Thanks, Garth. Now, one more thing before I let you go this morning, because I am all about the give back. And you do an amazing job at that, especially with your Teammates for Kids. And I wanted you to talk about that a little bit so people could go and learn a little bit more about it.
Very sweet. Just what I love about, you know, charity is charity. And to use money for overhead and stuff just breaks my heart. So, and I understand each charity's their own and everybody's doing a great job. But for ours, the main rule in this is just 100% of the money goes to kids. So just love that. We're about 20 years old now. We work with professional athletes. So it is a beautiful morning to get up with little kids running around and then see this big athlete come in that they know, you know, from television or something. He's a professional football player or she is a professional soccer player. And it just, it's sweet to see the fact that these two getting together and what is taught all day long is loving one another, loving your sport, loving yourself, respecting yourself, and just competition and discipline and courage and respect, all the good things that these kids need to hear from their heroes and idols. So it'll make you cry all day long. And been lucky enough to be doing that for about 20 years now. And just, again, the most important work I've ever done in my life.
It is amazing. Anybody who gets a chance, teammatesforkids.com, go ahead, check it out when you get an opportunity. And we can't wait to see you. We will see you April 8th right here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. It's been 21 years since you've been here, and people are freaking out about it, just so you know.
You're very sweet, yes. And like I said, before you were born, you hug your baby girls for me and tell your dad I love them as well, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Garth. I can't wait to see you.
See you, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
Bye.